Sach Menachas Parites Mishnah Aleph. Stay Mido Shal Yavesh Hayu B'Mikdash Yisaro V'Chati Yisaro. There are two different sizes of measuring utensils that were used to measure dry goods in the Beit HaMikdash. The larger one held an Yisaro, and the smaller one held a half Yisaro. The Yisaro was used to measure out flour for regular Menachas, and the Chati Yisaro was used to measure out flour for the Chavisei Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Meir Omer Yisaron Yisaron V'Chati Yisaron. Rabbi Meir says there are two different sizes of measuring utensils that held an Yisaron. One only held an Yisaron if it was heaped, and one held an Yisaron even if it was not heaped. And the third size was half Yisaron. The reason why there were two different sizes of measuring utensils that held an Yisaron was because regular Menachos, according to Rabbi Meir, we put the flour into the measuring utensil that held a little bit less than Yisaron, and the flour was heaped. And for the Chavisei Kohen Gadol, we first put the flour into the kli that held an Yisaron Shalem, and then it was divided up into two kelim that held a Chati Yisaron. The reason is because if we use the Yisaron that had to be heaped for the Chavisei Kohen Gadol, since we afterwards have to put it into a kli that held a Chati Yisaron, it could spill. Yisaron Maha Yimishamit Shaboha Yimode Lekol Menachos. What was the measuring utensil that held an Yisaron used for? With that measuring utensil, we measured out an Yisaron for all the Menachos. Lo ha'yamode lo b'shal shlosha l'par, lo b'shal shnayin l'ayol, ela modedan itzronos. The Menachos Nesachon that was brought with the pot with three itzronos of flour, and the Menachos Nesachon that was brought with an ayol with two itzronos of flour. Now the Mishnah tells us, when we measured out the itzronos for a Menachos Nesachon of a par and an ayol, we did not measure out into a cleat that held three Yisaronos or two Yisaronos. Instead, we measured each Yisaron separately in a kli that held an Yisaron. Chati Yisaron Mahay Mishamish. The kli that held a Chati Yisaron, what was it used for? Shaboha Yamode Chavisei Kohen Gadol. Mechta Baboker or Mechta Ben Arbaim. In this kli, we measured out the flour that was used for the Chavisei Kohen Gadol, which was brought half in the morning and half in the evening. We first would put flour into the kli that held an Yisaron Shalem. Then the flour would be divided up into two kelim that held a Chati Yisaron each. Each Chati Yisaron was kneaded separately in oil. The flour from the two Chati Yisaronos were baked together into 12 challahs. After those challahs were baked, they were broken into halves. And 12 halves were brought in the morning, and 12 halves were brought in the evening. Masachet Menachos Parakas Mishnah Beis Sheva Mido Shalah Hayu B'Mikdash. There were seven different sizes of measuring utensils. They measure out liquids in the Beit HaMikdash. Hin, v'chati a hin, u'shlishis a hin, u'revias a hin. One held a hin, one held half a hin. One held a third of a hin, and the other held a quarter of a hin. Log, v'chati log, u'revias log. The other three, one held a log, one held half a log, and the other held a quarter of a log. Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok Omer Shantos Hayu Behin, Adkan Lepar, Adkan Laayo, Adkan Lekevet. Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok held. There was a measuring utensil that held a hin, but no measuring utensil that held half a hin, a third of a hin, or a quarter of a hin. Instead, there were marks on the utensil that held a hin. One mark marked off half a hin, which is the amount of shemen and yain that is used for the menachos nesachon that is brought with a par. Another mark marked off a third of a hin, which is the amount of shemen and yain that is used for the menachos nesachon that is brought with an ayil. And the third mark marked off a quarter of a hin, which is the amount of shemen and yayin needed for the mechon nesachon that is brought with a kevin. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo haya sham hin, v'chima haya hin mishamish. Rabbi Shimon says there was no measuring utensil that held a hin shalem. And what did we need a hin shalem for? There was no mincha that needed a hin shalem of shemen or yayin. The only time we needed a hin of shemen was for the shemen mishcha that was made in the times of Moshe Rabbein. And since that Shemen HaMishcha lasted forever, was never used up. So after the hin was used in the times of Moshe Rabbein, it was hidden away, was not needed anymore. And we have a Kabbalah that there were Sheva Midos that measured out liquids in the Beit HaMikdash, so there must be a different measuring utensil in place of that hin, which is no longer needed. Elamida Yisera Shalogu Mechta Haisa Shabaha Yamode Laminchas Kohen Gadol, log umechta b'boker, v'log umechta ben arbaim. In place of the measuring utensil that held a hin, there was an extra measuring utensil which held a log and a half, which is the amount of shemen needed for the Chavisei Kohen Gadol, as we needed three logim of shemen altogether for the Chavisei Kohen Gadol, And since it was brought half in the morning and half in the evening, so we needed a logo mechzor, seven for the chavisi kohen gadol in the morning, and another logo mechzor for the chavisi kohen gadol, which was brought in the evening.